Rams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live from the Right Side studio. Time now, 4:06 p.m., and we are still solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I'm going to continue on with number two of the Triple Dipper. Before I do that, though, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, these folks are friends of mine. You hear them advertised all the time on the show. They have been with us since this show began. And folks, I'm telling you, if you're looking for a job, ZLA Solutions, they're the ones to talk to. ZLA Solutions at their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. It's worth checking out because ZLA Solutions is epic good at getting the job and the person matched up. So if you're looking for a job personally, sure, check out their website, ZLAUSA.com. Good paying jobs all over North Alabama. But if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you need a whole crew. You need a large staff. It could be temp or direct hire. Listen, they can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can do it blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, they love to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better, because that's their goal in life, is to help you make your business better. They do a lot of things, but their bread and butter, man, staffing. They can get you the people you need. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, listen, I am staying with number two of the Triple Dipper, Live Free or Die. You want to call in and talk about it? 866-494-9866. Love to hear your thoughts on this. So the Supreme Court, according to Politico, actually went to Politico. The Supreme Court, according to Politico, a story on July 8th, that'd be what, last Friday? Supreme Court knocked back the blue states on gun restrictions. Now they're seeing how far they can step forward. This tells you everything you want to know about the article, because it does confirm the Supreme Court took a whacking to liberal policies, liberal laws on gun ownership, gun rights, the Second Amendment. The New York case of New York Rifle and Pistol Club versus New York became a major win for pro-Second Amendment rights. And yet now what's happening is blue states, according to the article by Politico, blue states are testing the limits of gun restrictions under a conservative Supreme Court. This article, by the way, written now since the decision in the New York case. It says, moments after the justices nullified concealed carry laws in New York, lawmakers and governors in states with similar rules rushed to fortify their restrictions in the face of the court decision. Rushed. Rush is right. I mean, how do you even convene the legislature to do this kind of stuff that quickly? Well, their attempts to thread the needle, it says, or legal needle, previewed what it will likely be a years-long effort to defend and extend firearm rules under the court's sweeping new Second Amendment test. Okay, here's the deal. This is going to be a fight. It's going to be a battle royal, all right? Gun rights groups, according to Politico, have already signaled they will challenge the new concealed carry laws being foisted upon certain states in court. A National Rifle Association spokesperson said in a statement that, quote, anti-gun governors and their allies in the state legislature stand in open defiance of the nation's highest court and vowed to, quote, fight for law-abiding gun owners and ensure their rights are restored, as is called for under this landmark decision. So here's the deal. What are they doing? And what are they not doing? Like, for instance, here's one, how awkward. And by the way, I'm loving the fact that every once in a while, CNN is bowing up and trying to be a news organization again. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. Right now, up on the big screens, I got two big screen TVs going up in the new studio here. I got Fox on the right and CNN on the left. And occasionally when they're reporting the same story, it's amazing to look at the difference in the way the bylines at the bottom read. You know, one is saying, like, insurrection, investigation. The other one's saying, investigation about the riot. You know, just stuff like that. Well, CNN, every once in a while, though, they do kind of act like a, I don't know, a news organization. So here's the story. Newsbuster.org, dated July 10th. That would be, what, Sunday? Tapper, that's Jake Tapper of CNN, Tapper confronts Illinois governor on why he ignores Chicago shootings. Oh, here we go. So, you know, we just had that horrible situation with the Highland Park shooting at the 4th of July celebrations. But what's interesting is the number of regular shootings that occur in Chicago exceed the death toll of that mass casualty event on a regular basis. CNN State of the Union host Jake Tapper confronted Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on a common theme that even casual observers of leftist politicians and media have noticed. That is, they always focus on tragic one-time incidents like mass shootings, but they ignore the daily shootings in Chicago, which cause more deaths on a weekly basis than mass shootings. Yeah. I mean, no kidding. And so here they are having an interview, and Pritzker is probably thinking, because Pritzker's a liberal, he's probably thinking, you know, I'm with Jake Tapper. This is going to go well. He's on my side. Well, Jake Tapper just literally asked him, what do you say to any parents who are asking why the Highland Park shooting is getting so much more attention than the gun violence facing residents in Chicago, particularly northern neighborhoods in Chicago, every single day? And Pritzker denied. He went on to deny that he's, quote, giving more attention to one than the other. He deflected, it says, by claiming much of what we've done in our budget over the last 6 months for this current fiscal year has put money into programs that serve black and brown communities throughout Chicago. Like, who asked him about racial demographics? Nobody. But he had to go there because it shows his liberal bona fides. Well, you know what? It turns out more people died in random shootings in Chicago in one weekend than died in that mass shooting in Highland Park. And that happens, though, frequently. Frequently. It is not uncommon to get to a Monday morning and find out that 38 people were shot. I got to be honest with you. When I spent 2004 in Baghdad, we didn't have 38 people shot in a weekend very often in the war zone. And yet Chicago, just Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Governor Pritzker, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about the fact that the restrictive gun control laws they have in place right now are doing nothing to curb violence. Nothing. You know why? Because criminals know if the law-abiding citizens don't have a gun, that they are not going to have to face somebody on the opposite end of a barrel. They know that. Unlike Kennesaw, Georgia, which has a town ordinance that says you will have a gun. You just will. And it'll be a working gun. And you'll know how to use it. And, oh, by the way, their crime rate is violent crime below 2% for a city of 33,000 on the outskirts of Atlanta. Kennesaw, Georgia, doing pretty good. Well, in spite of all this, so there's things they're not doing. They're not addressing the issues. And some of them are doing, you know, exactly the opposite. They're going after it, man. They're stepping out. They're gonna go after those that nasty NRA, that silly Second Amendment. Everybody knows you have to be in a militia to have a gun. No. Anyway. WBUR, a local channel in Rhode Island, reports on June 22nd, just what, 3 weeks ago? Rhode Island governor signs 3 gun control bills into law. Well, this is special. Rhode Island. Rhode Island's governor signed 3 firearms bills into law on Tuesday that included a ban on magazines holding more than 10 rounds. Okay. Calling it a response to a national crisis that has taken too many lives because it's the magazines that do it. All right. So, it doesn't say whether this means, I mean, okay. Hey, Boomer, grab the mic. So, I'm just curious. 10-round magazine. There's nothing in here that says whether it's a pistol or a long gun. How many long guns you seen with 10-round magazines? How many 10-round magazines have you seen? Do you have any 10-round magazines? Do they exist?
I have not. Not. I mean, I don't have any. I'll tell you that.
You're a gun guy. Yeah. You got to talk into the microphone, bud. You can't turn around and talk to him. But the reality is 10-round magazines. If you can change a 30-round magazine in 3 to 4 seconds, don't you think you can change a 10-round magazine in 3 to 4 seconds?
Absolutely.
So the end result of this is nada.
Nada.
I mean, this is silliness. This is virtue signaling. Is what
Absolutely.
This is. All right. So, okay. All right. Here's 2 gun guys sitting in the same room. Neither one of us know where you can find a 10-round magazine. But they're gonna say, you got to have a 10-round magazine. Okay, I guess the 10-round gun manufacturers are about to go into big time in Rhode Island. Anyway, it says the bill aims to restore restore order, I guess, to limit crime. And here's the quote from the governor. This is a quote from a volunteer leader with a Rhode Island chapter. Oh, this is an activist. Okay, let me back up. The high-capacity magazine limit is a life-saving bill. It was our top priority. It means nothing. Nothing. Some lawmakers, it says, had sought to exempt high-capacity magazines that Rhode Islanders may have already owned prior to the ban, but that proposal failed. So basically, if you're in possession of one and you've had it since it was legal, now it's not legal, now you can be in trouble. There's no grandfather clause here. The state Republican Party said the ban would turn law-abiding citizens into criminals. Yep, and guess who's going to wind up having the 30-round mags? The criminals. I'm thinking there's going to be a whole lot of boating accidents where suddenly, those magazines that you had are just, I don't know what happened to those.
Where'd they go?
They're in the Coosa River. I don't know what happened.
Infuriates me.
It infuriates me, and it's obnoxious. All right, tell you what, Copper, go ahead and take us to a break. We'll do this break. We'll come back and wrap up some more. Live free or die. States are out there doing what they can to curb your Second Amendment rights. No. How about just no? Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, I got somebody that held on the phones through the last break, and I certainly appreciate their patience. So let me just jump online, too. Mark from Athens. Hey, Mark. Phil Williams, how you doing today?
How you doing, Senator Williams?
I'm good, man.
I apologize if I call you Senator Williams, but you will always be Senator Williams to me until you die. So.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. You earned that respect. I gotta say, and I'm just helping clarify something with you and your other co-hosts there are. When I bought my Glock 19, it came standard with a 15 round magazine.
Absolutely.
My wife's Glock 26 came with a 15 round magazine. My AR-15 in the 223 caliber came with a 25 round clip or magazine. So there are a lot of guns out there that have more than 10 rounds in a magazine.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you're talking about the magazine versus clip, but I call them clips. I don't call it a magazine, but
I look at it and think they don't know what they're talking about. They 10 round magazine, but I guarantee you most of them think that what they're talking about is any weapon that is magazine fed, meaning a clip or a magazine, sidearm or a long gun. And you're right.
Yeah.
I have a Glock 19 also. The only thing I have with something smaller than a 14-in-1 is the little Ruger 380 for concealed carry.
Yeah, that comes with 10 rounds.
Exactly.
10 rounds. I've got a Beretta 380 that comes with 10 rounds.
Well, I'll take it back. Mine's a single stack. Mine's a 6-in-1. It's a single stack, 6-in-1 subcompact. But nonetheless, what we're saying is good luck finding these.
So I have to go with double stacks because I've got a big hand and it just doesn't feel comfortable with a single stack.
Well, so what you just called me a tiny hand man is what you just did.
No, I didn't. That's your carry gun, I'm sure. That wouldn't be carrying that single stack anyway. But no. I had a backup clip, you know.
But what do you think, though, Mark? I mean, I think this is virtue signaling. I mean, I don't see any effective means of curbing crime with these ridiculous magazine laws. Do you?
You're not, because that's just taking away, like you say, everybody on the right side says over and over, you're just taking it away from the law-abiding citizen. Criminal is not going to follow the law. That's why they're called criminals.
That's exactly
right. They're
going
to follow the law. They're going to have whatever they want. You know, they're going to have... I see a lot of these guys that think they're thugs. They come in here and they got these aftermarket magazines or whatever you want to call it that, you know, hold 40, 50 rounds in a 9mm. And I'm like, that looks stupid, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, why, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
how do you carry that thing with the big, huge thing sticking out?
You don't.
You know,
and
I don't.
And they're holding it up gang style and pointing it sideways, you know. But
yeah, of course, you know. So I am very comfortable with my double stack 14 plus one. So, you know, and my wife is extremely happy with hers, you know, and that's our everyday carries. So, you know, it's going to come down, and it's going to just all of a sudden the Supreme Court's going to finally just have to say enough is enough. You cannot regulate the arms that the citizens can own and have, period.
Well, I totally agree with you.
Second Amendment, the right to bear arms.
I totally agree with you, Mark. And, you know, I, in a minute, when I get back on my segment here, I've also got one state law that's going after the ammunition and trying to regulate ammunition and keep their ammunition registry going. Good luck with that. They're going to keep trying, and we're going to have to keep fighting. That's all there is to it. Bottom line, if it's worth defending, it's worth defending. But, hey, Mark, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate you as always. You have a great day, bud. All right. So, yeah, he is right. He is absolutely right. You're not going to find that this is going to be a meaningful effort on the part of liberals to fight crime. What it is a virtue signaling issue. It's a way for them to poke at the NRA and people who believe in the Second Amendment. It's their way of saying to their constituents, I did something. I did it. I did something. But what did you do? Nothing. A big, fat, hairy nothing. That's what you did. They can only use a 10-round magazine. What's a magazine? Does it go in a pistol? Does it go in a long gun? What are you talking about? Well, it's only got 10 bullets. Okay. So if I chamber one and then put the 10-round magazine, I'm carrying 11. Am I breaking the law? What just happened? I don't know. That's exactly. They don't know. They have no idea. Oh, Lord. Now I'm 10 and 1, that's 11, I know. What are you going to do? Well, I got more on this. This topic is deep, y'all. They're passing state laws and local ordinances in places that are absolutely not designed with your best interest in heart. They claim they are, but they're not. We'll talk about it in a minute. Live Free or Die, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going to the phones here in just a minute, but I got to tell you guys before you do that, it's 4:35 right now, which means it is go-home time. There's a whole bunch of y'all that already have keys in hand. Some of you already on the road. And go-home time means you might be thinking, what am I doing for dinner? Or for that matter, what am I doing in the morning for breakfast on the way in? Because I'm sick of eating the same old biscuit from the drive-thru. Let me ask you a question. Just Love Coffee Cafe. You ever thought about it? Well, I talk about it all the time. You should be. I mean, do they have great coffee? Absolutely. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe. So they're going to have all the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes, and just grind up some beans and make you a beautiful dry roast cup of steaming black coffee. All right, Boomer, I know that you are not much of a coffee guy. You told me that. I don't understand it. I find it to be an illness that we'll have to help you overcome. But that being said, do you like to eat? Let me ask you that.
Ooh, I love to eat. Okay. Probably a little too much.
All right, so breakfast, lunch, or dinner, name one.
Oh, let's go dinner.
Dinner. All right, so if you were headed home for dinner tonight, would you be in the mood for perhaps a jive turkey wrap?
Ooh.
Flour, tortilla, turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, spinach, creamy pepper jelly spread served with chips and a pickle spear.
Please. I mean, is that what we're doing?
Two locations you can do this. Just Love Coffee Cafe, one on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Yeah, so Boomer and I both like everything on the menu. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Let me jump over to the phones real quick. I appreciate the fact that somebody held on during the break. Bill from Hartsel. Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
Good, you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up with their syndication?
What do you mean, what's up?
I just flipped it over a minute ago to 101, and it wasn't playing your station.
Well, yeah, so here's the deal. In the Birmingham syndication, they've got the first 2 hours of the show only. We play the full 3 hours still continually on the Huntsville market. So for right now, we are 2 hours in Huntsville, 2 hours in Birmingham, 3 hours in Huntsville.
All right, well, I appreciate the show. Enjoy it, you, Copper, and everybody. Have a good one.
All right, man, you too. Take care. Thank you. Yeah, good clarification. So, yeah, if you're listening in the Birmingham market, which you're not right now, that is a two-hour broadcast of the first 2 hours of a three-hour everyday show. We'll see. You know, they had another show already in, and they can't just bump somebody. So I took the first 2 hours they would give us, and we have broadcast range now over half the state for the majority of the show. That being said, you want to call in, we got a few minutes. We'll take them, 866-494-9866. Crazy things happening. Just so you know, we are going to be live streaming the show here very soon. You can sit there and watch us. We talk about, you know, being in studio all the time. We actually have a studio, and you can see it. And so the cameras are going up. The technology is being bound together, and it's going to be crazy cool. And, you know, unlike what it sounded like I said earlier in the show, I do wear pants when and the fact that I'm going to be on video means I have to wear pants. So that's a good thing. Okay. Okay. Moving on real quick. Let's wrap up this section on the Triple Dipper, this whole deal with the Second Amendment. So I'm telling you right now, there are literally any number of states that are thinking they got it going on and they know how to get around the Supreme Court. Well, they don't. So first of all, New York's the one that got smacked down by the Supreme Court. Story on the NRA's website, NRA.org. NRA story is, as court slams the door on one obnoxious gun law, New York enacts a fresh version. Yeah, so with, you know, some political machinations and maneuverings going on, New York's old law, it made it a crime to possess a gun without a license outside your home and required that any applicant had to establish to the satisfaction of some bureaucrat somewhere that he or she had an extraordinary need for a carry license, had to show proper cause. Well, that's literally what they call a may issue law. That's the kind of law that says we may give you a permit, but we may not. Well, okay. They went ahead when they lost in the Supreme Court. According to this article, it says they just went ahead and doubled down. And so they have a new law. I mean, they didn't waste it. They put it in place, bada boom, bada bing. The new law eliminates the proper cause requirement, but now it expands what they call good moral character. It requires you to have an interview process. It requires you to go have a training certification. It requires you to have certain disclosure obligations like your social media for the last 3 years. The training is even a 16-hour training regimen. Can you imagine this? 2 hours of live fire training using a state-approved curriculum and an authorized instructor. Come on. I mean, so who pays for this, I wonder? How much is it going to cost? You're not allowed to have poll taxes that keep people from voting because they can't pay the poll tax. Well, what about this one? You're basically taxing them into oblivion on the ability to get a carry permit right after the Supreme Court says don't abridge. Well, they're abridging. How about this one? CalMatters.org, that's C-A-L. This is reporting on California, kind of like their version of AL.com. Woo. Anyway, CalMatters.org, dated July 11th, that would be yesterday. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom is poised to sign a bill on his desk that would create a, quote, standard of conduct for the gun industry. What? How does even, if y'all could see Boomer's face right now, hands in the air, trying to figure out what is going on. All right, so here's the deal. A standard of conduct for the gun industry. And permit California residents or the state attorney general and local governments to also sue gun manufacturers for things they have nothing to do with. Once signed, it's almost certain to be hit with legal challenges, the article says. You think? On Friday, gun rights groups sued to block a California law banning firearm companies from advertising certain weapons to minors. How do you know minors are looking at it? I mean, what are they having, cartoon characters advertising guns? I don't think so. Are they advertising them in fruity flavors? I don't think so. How are they going to say minors are, I mean, anyway. The lawsuit is the latest chapter in a long-running feud between the gun industry and the Golden State over its strictest in the nation firearm laws. But the fight seems primed to escalate following last month's U.S. Supreme Court ruling. I would say so. And by the way, you cannot sue the manufacturer of a gun for something somebody did with the gun. Okay, if that's the case, then I want to know, is anybody suing the auto manufacturer that made the car that the guy drove through the parade not long ago that killed, what, like a dozen people? Is that the way we're going to go? Now, if there's a manufacturer's defect, that's different. Even Alabama has that. I think it's called the AEMLD, the Alabama's Extended Manufacturer's Liability Doctrine. Wow, there's a law school thing I just pulled out. I know, Boomer. Did I impress you? I just actually impressed myself. But anyway, the reality is, if a manufacturer has a defective product that flows into the stream of commerce and causes injury based upon that manufacturer's defect, then yes, the manufacturer deserves to be liable. But if indeed someone took it and misused it for other than what it was intended, how can a manufacturer then be liable? If that's the case, then every peanut butter manufacturer is going to be liable because a kid who has peanut butter allergies was exposed to it. It's not the manufacturer's responsibility to shepherd every person into a position of, I don't know, compliance in some way. This is why we have these inane labels on everything that we do that some lawyer, I am one, some lawyer got involved and put a label out there. Hey, you know what? You better go ahead and put something on that iron that you iron the clothes with. It says don't iron naked because it can cause injury. I think you need to go ahead and make sure that you put something on there that says, if you don't wear a seatbelt, it might not help you. Okay. How about this one? You know, you got the baby seat. Make sure you remember that the baby has to be in the seat for it to be helpful. Okay. And then now we're going to have, and if somebody shoots you with a gun, the manufacturer is liable. Well, in California, that's called common sense. The rest of the world sees it as being ridiculous. But how about this one? New Jersey. Let me move on. NewJersey.gov. This would be basically the New Jersey Governor Murphy's website from his office. And I'm looking at it, and it took them, how many pages? It's a five-pager. It's a five-page press release, how proud they are on Governor Murphy signing sweeping gun safety package 3.0 to continue the fight against gun violence. Multiple, seven gun safety reform bills. They always call it, by the way, here it is, it's a sweeping common sense gun package. Why is it always common sense? I'm sure Gavin Newsom thought his was common sense too. It does things like allows the Attorney General to bring causes of action for certain violations arising from the sale or marketing of firearms. That's one bill. It requires firearm owners who become New Jersey residents to obtain a firearm purchaser identification card if they're from out of state. It requires upgrades to certain crimes related to the manufacturing of firearms from third degree to second degree. That's a state criminal law issue related to the manufacturer. Not the criminal, but the manufacturer. Another bill revises the definition of destructive device to include certain 50 caliber rifles. Okay, what are we doing here? How many people actually own a 50 caliber rifle? I mean, if you got a Barrett, cool. Let's go to the range. But I don't think many people have those. Good friend of mine does, but anyway. Here's another one. Regulates the sale of handgun ammunition. There's the one I was telling Mark from Athens a moment ago. They've got a bill they just passed into law, the governor signed it, to regulate the sale of handgun ammunition and develop a system of electronic reporting of handgun ammunition sales. What does that mean? Is that like, show your ID to buy a bullet, and then, oh, by the way, give us your contact information, and we enter it into the database, and now the government knows when you're buying bullets? What are they going to do with reloaders? What if you're a reloader and you're at home and you're basically, you know, putting 9mm brass in the press and making your own? What are they going to do then? I'll never forget when I was overseas once. Supply guy, the S4 for the unit, at the end of the entire deployment says, we got to turn in ammo. We're turning it in by lot number. And I said, that's not going to happen. Well, you've got, unless you were in a firefight, you're supposed to have the same amount of rounds. And I said, you're assuming we don't cross-pollinate our rounds. My team and the SF team that I was with, we cross-pollinated a lot of our gear. So you want it back by lot number, that's ridiculous. You cannot manage the sale on the civilian side either of ammunition. How about this one? Another bill requires training for the issuance of firearms. In other words, you have to go through a training course. It is on and on and on. Here's one requiring firearm retailers to sell micro-stamping-enabled firearms upon determination of availability by the AG. Meaning, they're going to require every sales point of sale to micro-stamp. I guess the serial number wasn't enough. I don't know. All I know is this, it's time for a break, and I cannot handle these state regulations on our Second Amendment rights any longer. Copper, take us to a break. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Live free or die. Second Amendment from my cold, dead fingers. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. So, Copper, I'm concerned. Boomer, I am concerned. Both of you have now expressed to me that you don't drink coffee, and I just don't know what to make of this. This is disturbing to me.
I'm a
Copper.
Tea lover all the way.
Oh,
ooh,
tea.
That's good. Hot or...
Oh, yes, hot tea.
The South, like sweet tea, because that's what I am, a sweet tea.
Sweet tea, I think, makes my teeth fall out, so hot tea.
Sweet tea is what Charlene calls adult Kool-Aid. That's what she calls that. But nonetheless, both of you don't drink hot coffee?
I love the smell.
That's not drinking hot coffee. That's smelling hot coffee.
Smelling it, you know, I guess you're right, but I do like the smell.
We apparently have to tighten up the screening for the hiring people of the show. I'm just...
I don't like Copper, the smell or the taste.
You don't like the smell or the taste?
Correct.
Copper, like the smell of coffee on a cold fall morning as you sit outside and look at the fog and the clouds and the leaves changing color. It's like, that's like the smell of life itself.
I will take the scent of fall without the coffee plus chai.
I am disturbed by this, and I don't know where to go. All right, I tell you what, though, you were, just change the subject totally. Last few minutes we got, Copper, you were asking me something about Elon Musk a minute ago. What was the deal?
Oh, yeah, I heard on the news that Twitter's not going to sue him because he's not going to buy Twitter. Why on earth is that okay? How can you sue somebody for not wanting to buy your products?
Well, yeah. It's a fair question, but I will tell you, okay, lawyer Phil talking, I guarantee you they had a provision in their contract called specific performance. Specific performance is a clause that basically means you got to do it, and they have a right to sue for what's called specific performance. What Boomer, what you got?
I get that, I understand, but what if they, like, I was just watching the news, what if they don't give him everything that he wanted to see?
Yeah,
that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I guarantee you there is a portion of the contract, probably two, that dealt with what they call due diligence. That's where both sides are allowed to check things out, and he's saying they did not provide him the information they said they would. They withheld information. So they're claiming the right to specific performance. He's claiming, well, you violated your own, you know, obligations in the contract, and your responsibilities were to provide me data you didn't provide. So I don't think Twitter's going to win on this one. I think here's the other piece, though, Copper. The bottom line is what Elon Musk did not get through due diligence. If Twitter is not careful, he'll be allowed to get in court. He'll be allowed to go through the legal proceedings and do what's called discovery, which means, okay, Twitter, if you say you did everything, guess what? I'm going to subpoena your documents, and now you have to produce them. And we're going to send inspectors over there. You're going to have to give them access. And we're going to have experts who are going to come and study what you got, because a $44 billion lawsuit, that means lots of lawyering. That means lots of retainers. That means lots of battle of the experts. And what that basically means is, everything Twitter says they gave, now they got to prove they gave it, because, you know, the truth has to be known in order for their defense of specific performance to work.
So wait, is this Elon Musk's way of getting the information he wanted even when they refused to give it to him?
I think Elon Musk is chortling all the way to the bank right now. Like, I think that if you look at some of what, in fact, I think he even tweeted that, now that I say that. I think he had a picture of himself laughing, and it says, that's fine, I'll get it in court, or something like that. And it just, anyway.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Elon Musk, you don't become the richest man in the world because you're a knucklehead. Well, I take it back. You can be a knucklehead, but you at the very least, you know how to work your way around having the right lawyers to do the right things for you. So, I'll be honest with you, Right now, knowing what we know in the public arena, I think that Elon Musk is probably in the catbird seat right now. That's what I'm thinking. So there, Copper, who doesn't like coffee. So there, Boomer, who likes to smell coffee but won't drink it. I don't understand either of you people. This is like, this is not even a generational thing. You're both in different, you know, age demographics. And okay,
I don't like cake either.
What did you just say? You don't like don't any like cake.
Not really, except for cheesecake. If it tastes like cake. A pie, I'll like it.
Cheesecake is just pudding in with a crust.
I mean, cheesecake is really good, but it's kind of a poser.
Exactly. That's what cake.
I don't, Copper. I'm concerned about you.
Burgers, though, give them to me by the bucket.
You need a life coach, Copper. That's what I'm thinking.
I might not deny that.
All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Another great day here on the show. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. syndicated across the northern part of our state. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Back here at 2. We'll see you then.